What I want to do is what is called a textual study, studying the text literally word by word and comparing this to the Tibetan and the Chinese and see what we can learn in this way of the text. So this is, I think, very useful because there are many problems with the Lalitavitra, and we have two Chinese translations, we have a Tibetan translation, we have different editions of the Sanskrit text, and so there is plenty of material to study the text of the Lalitavitra. Perhaps better to tell you first a bit about the history of the study of the Lalitavitra. I read here that in 1807 there was a manuscript discovered, or a manuscript was sent by an Indian government official in Nepal to Calcutta, and that was Colonel Knox. And he is even mentioned in manuscript under the name Knaksa. In Sanskrit type. But he said it was the first to send a manuscript from the Nepal of the Lalitavitra. So, probably speaking, the history of the study of the Lalitavitra starts in 1807. Well, that is a long time ago. But at that time, there was nobody yet who could properly read this. And it was one of, in Nepal, was one of the nine dharmas, which is Sadhana Pudarika as a text, but these were called the nine dharmas. So it was a very popular text in Nepal, and there are many English manuscripts.